Years ago, what you ate for dinner depended on what vegetables were in your garden or what animals you had to slaughter. Dinner preparations have evolved over time, but until recently, ingredients still had to be gathered and combined. Modern shoppers have even less time and less patience for foods that require preparation. Fred Crawford is a strategist for the consumer goods and retail sector. He conducted a study of the food industry to determine how the supply side of the business is evolving to suit shoppers' demands. Crawford says there are three major trends in what's driving consumers worldwide.
The first is that the consumer was more or less taking charge of the relationship. There is now an excess of supply versus demand, and so consumers are being much more demanding about what they want. They want just what they want, and they're not willing to buy whatever manufacturers put forward. The other, which surprised us a little bit, was that supermarkets, as we know them, have been losing market share over the last decade and are now in a critical time because they no longer fit with consumer lifestyles, which are oriented around eating out and fresh foods and semi-prepared or even fully prepared meals. So the old notion of picking up your ingredients, if you will, for a meal at the grocery store and then going home and cooking it for your family is largely a relic of the past in many developed economies. So supermarkets under attack was a second big finding. And then the third thing that we found was the balance of power between manufacturers and retailers has clearly shifted to the retailer.
Generic brands are more popular now.
Actually, I wouldn't call them, Bob, I wouldn't call them generic anymore. You've got the, I happen to be in London today, Waitrose is a big grocer here in town, and they have their own Waitrose brand products. And of course, Walmart has Sam's Choice, and those products are every bit as good, if not better, than the branded manufacturer products. And because there's not the, if you will, consumer brand tax associated with it, you see consumers identifying themselves more and more with those products and those stores.
Is this going to radically change the industry? Will manufacturers and processors have to diversify?
I'm not sure if it's diversification so much as it is the notion of being global but acting local. So global supply chains that allow them to procure safe products and then customize them close to the local market for flavors, textures, and the kinds of things that we want depending on where we live and how we like to eat, and then marketing and advertising in a way that's culturally sensitive to local markets.
This would change the look of the stores, wouldn't it?
Very much so. And in fact, you see that in the successful retailers today, certainly in Canada, in Western Europe, and increasingly in North America, anywhere from 30 to 60% of the products that are carried are house label or retailer-owned label products. That's a absolute 180 from only 5 to 10 years ago.
But you'd have less, you'd have fewer shelves and more counters with people handing you prepared food.
That's exactly right. I think a glimpse of the future is Stu Leonard's, if you've heard of them out in on the East Coast. This is a place that has a much edited selection of the staple merchandise, and everywhere you turn, you see fresh and prepared foods that are sold at such a volume that the stuff is absolutely the freshest product you can buy, and consumers love it.
Fred Crawford is a strategist for the retail industry.